see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Wow. We are back to, I guess it's only been one week without a podcast, and I'm even getting a couple comments. Well, where's the podcast this week? Well, if you were a fan, if you listened to the show every week, you would know that I took a little time off. I went out and had a good time in the mountains snowboarding. Then we had shows, and now I'm back. Refreshed, feeling good. Before we get into the show, let's promote ourselves a little bit here, okay? January 20th, that's right, this Friday, I put the fucking title on the line, baby, against Charles Haycock. He wants to sniff at the champ. He wants to tangle with the toads, as they say in the business, I believe. This Friday in Calgary, the roast battle is going down. January 21st, Rocky Mountain House. January 28th, Camrose, Alberta. February 2nd, Kindersley, Saskatchewan. February 3rd, Provost, Alberta. February 4th, Hannah, Alberta. February 10th, Drumheller, Alberta. February 17th, Grand Forks, British Columbia. Good news. This year, we are heading out east. That's right. I am finally heading out east with our stand-up. And when I say east, I mean east. We're going east, baby. I'm talking Ontario. I'm not just saying we're going east, so we're going to Saskatchewan. I wish, but unfortunately, provinces exist past Manitoba. So I have to go show my face, apparently. Wow. I got to go out and remind places like New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland especially, that they are a bunch of giant pussies. Throughout COVID, what did you do? You stuck your little thumb in your pussy and be like, "Daddy, can you help me?" Now the fucking Alberta rattlesnake, the three musty queers, have to head out there and remind you guys how big of a fucking, how big of pussies you are. Sorry, English, bad. Let's try it out. How big of pussies you are out there. That's right. You like to come out here. You like to come out to Alberta. Tell everybody, it's so great out on the rock. Oh, yeah? Is it? You rule-following bunch of fucking fart sniffs out there? Jesus Christ. How many hall monitors does it take to tank a province? I don't know. Check the population out east of Canada, Jamie. What a bunch of losers. And I can't wait to go out there and sling my guns in those pathetic provinces. Jesus Christ. No need. They don't need bottom surgery out there. All the men are actually women out there. They got a little spooked when the government was like, "We might take away your fucking check, huh? Here's your little pokey check and then some." And then all of a sudden, their outie turned into an innie with a government check. So we got to go out there and straighten that out. So yes, we are heading out east this year. The dates aren't live yet, so I'm not going to release them, but we do have some dates set in stone and we'll be heading out that way. Can't believe I'm the one that has to go out there and remind everybody how big of a fucking, it is my job though. You know what? It is my job. At the end of the day, I signed up for this, right? I didn't necessarily want to do it. It was just something I had to do, you know, when you got to hear all these fucking silly newfies come out to Alberta, I'm like, "Well, hey, you wouldn't believe how great it is out there." Then why don't you go back? You know, I got to go full Ralph Klein for a minute, and I got to do a little province tour and remind, Alberta didn't follow the rules. You're damn right we didn't. Because the rules are meant to suck my ass. That's what they're meant for, you silly bitches. Jesus Christ, what the hell's wrong with you?
The government knows what's best for me.
That's why your son is your daughter now. This is Right Wing Radio, brought to you by Uncle Hack. Anyways, big episode. Lots of hate mail. God bless you. I thought everybody was happy over the holidays. I thought I solved the world's problems. Then I get called out because I'm bitching. No. Do I bitch? Of course, all the time. You know damn well on this show that I love to bitch. I love to bitch on this show. It's one of my favorite things to do. Some would even mistake. If I sounded like I learned English on a scratched Rosetta Stone CD, you would think, with the amount of bitching that I do, that I was from the East Coast, right? You would. Sound like a scratch CD teaching you English. Jesus Christ. But I didn't, all right? No, it's good. Lots of hate mail, so we're going to sift through a few of them that I got, and then we got some for next week, just in case somebody doesn't send any in. You know, we got a backlog, baby. It feels good. It feels good that there's some hate in the hearts out there. You know, I was getting worried. I thought all the world's problems have been solved with this podcast, you know, with the hundreds of listens that it gets. It's echoing across the lands, and it's solved all the issues. All the angry people out there were able to write into the show, get it off their chest, boom, all the world's problems solved, right? All the drug addicts clean their act up. Jesus Christ, maybe don't take a week off next time. You know, we were hitting a stride, and then you had to go and fuck that all up by taking a week off and doing your own thing like an asshole. And here we sit before you, fucking mumbling words. We were on a new roll. We were on a new roll, and then guess what? We come back here and thumb up my ass. I'm riding Pokey over there talking about how great The Rock is. Unreal. And I, when I say The Rock, I don't mean like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. No, I'm talking about a fucking cliff off the Atlantic Ocean. That's what I'm talking about. Unreal. Holy shit. Now, we've got major issues to cover. You know what? I started off on the wrong foot. I shouldn't have done that. You know, I'm trying to be a new person this year. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to become the man that I was meant to be, the feminist that I needed to be, you know. I'm trying to become that one that looks at as women as equal. I'm really putting my best foot forward to do so, you know. I got trapped in the Andrew Tate algorithm, and thankfully, you know, he ate a pizza apparently from a Romanian place after, and then put it up that he was eating Romanian pizza. After he tweeted Greta Thunberg, and then she gave the most devastating blow to herself by admitting that she has a penis, which landed Andrew Tate in jail. After Andrew Tate got Greta Thunberg to admit that she's transgender, he is now in jail. That's where we're at in the world, okay? She comes out and says, you can email me at smalldickenergy at fucking whatever, mygapisgone.com. I don't know the website host, but I know that she put small dick energy, which is, you know, what do they say? Oversized clit is an undersized dick. I believe that's the saying. Regardless, welcome to the dark side. Welcome to being a man, Greta. Unfortunately, being a man and just switching over like that will not cure autism. So you will be stuck with that, unfortunately. Not our problem, right? I'm not going to sit here and, you know, there are autistic men out there. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying just the crossover, just because you make the jump, just because you leaped over a birth canal and now you got a hog instead, doesn't mean that you just, all these, you know, these diseases that you contracted, these mental problems that you absorbed in the womb can just dissipate. Doesn't happen like that. But like I was saying, my algorithm was getting out of control. It was always Andrew Tate telling me to go and just beat the shit out of a store clerk if she's a female. She asked if I would you like bags today? Like, yeah, I would, so I can bag your face while I smash it in with the front end of my Dodge Ram. How does that sound? How would you like to have a Chevy logo imprinted on your forehead? Don't ever ask me a question again, woman. You know the answer. You know, I was getting too ramped up. Way too much misogyny in the news feeds, but I've turned over a new leaf. I'm starting to see things differently now, right? I'm starting to look at women as the beautiful creatures that they are, you know? And it took me some time, you know, this is the problem with the internet, you know, it gets a grip on you. All of a sudden you're watching Andrew Tate and I'm out boxing women in parking lots, in malls across the fucking province. It's incredible what it does. It just melts your brain. You start listening to this guy and I'm just seeing women at a bus stop and I'm thinking to myself, you know, it'd be better if I ran you over. You know, I'm honking the horn, telling the guys to get out of the way. Get out of the way. Let me run this whore over. And it took him being jailed. Now he's, you know, not putting out any new content. And I can't look at these other guys like that Sneeko guy. I can't look at him and respect him. You know, I can't look at the knockoff. Nobody's ever went into the dollar store and then bought the knockoff toy and been like, this is better than the real thing. No. No. You know, we're talking about one man was a kickboxing champ and the other one's putting out fucking pictures of himself looking like he got beat up. He went to a makeup artist to look like he got beat up. It's not the same. You know what I mean? It's not the same. It's like, I remember when I was a kid, this is the only comparison I can think of, you know, I was a Snoop Dogg fan, but I didn't own any Snoop Dogg CDs. This is prior to the internet where I could just go and download the song that I wanted and put it on like a fucking, not even, I didn't have a phone. I didn't have a phone that I could just stream it on, right? This didn't exist back then. And I really liked that song, Gin and Juice. And there was some similar lyrics in a Brand Van 3000 song. So I would just listen to those lyrics and just imagine that I was listening to Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg, but instead it's not even close to the song that I want, right? I had to imagine. And it was such a bummer where you know, this is like, if I sat here and start listening to Sneeko, all the Sneeko clips, and if you're not familiar with him, he's basically like, he's like an Andrew Tate apprentice. Right? Loves to go on, yell at women. And so my misogyny is now left that I'm not getting fresh clips of my dog, you know, RIP my masculinity too. But I have, this is going somewhere. Don't worry. Time for a little ad read. Okay. DangerCatShop.com for all your ticket needs. All the dates that I read earlier in the episode. That's right. You can get tickets to those shows. Right now, if you are looking to come to any of our shows, I suggest getting tickets as soon as possible as we are selling out more and more shows faster than ever, if I'm being honest. So if you are wanting to get into our shows, all I can say is get tickets as soon as possible. Clothing. If you would like any t-shirts or merchandise, please visit DangerCatShop.com. Use the promo code PODCAST69 and you will get 15% off your order today. All Danger Catch t-shirts. Well, we're going to be releasing some new stuff here in the future right away. We're working on some new designs as I'm speaking right now and they are fucking pretty sick. I am stoked on them. Whatever. Patreon.com/DangerCat69 for extra episodes of this podcast in video and audio format. Isn't that fun? You love this podcast? You like listening to it? You love listening to this retard ramble? Of course you do. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you love just watching somebody struggle. That's also very, very, very lovely of you. And I cannot take that away from you. But you can get a extra episode and the one that you're listening to right now earlier than everybody else. 48 hours exactly. So the episode that you're listening to right now is available every week, Tuesday at 3 p.m. And you have an extra episode waiting for you Thursday at 3 p.m. So that's two episodes every week that you can get of this podcast. Plus, like we said, roast battles coming up this weekend. And if you want to review all old footage of roast battles, they are available on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/dangercat69. Those are the only two pieces of content that I'll ever charge for is roast battles and an extra piece or extra podcast every week. And because I'm kind, I'm like Santa Claus. I'm always just giving and giving and giving. And now, you know, the bill collector's coming and I'm like, dude, can you just give me a little bit? Spread some cheese on this bro cracker? Anyways, back to the episode. A lot of fellas would be like, what happened to him? You know? But I've now seen after a few news articles have come out that women, this is a pro woman episode. We normally don't do these, which is fun, right? This is going to be fun for all of us. And you know, like as Andrew Tate got locked in prison, and I found myself seeing more feminist content because they were able to produce more than him, and now it's entered my algorithm. I'm like, oh my god, yes, no, I see the use for women, and you know what? One of those women is in Grand Prairie, you know, and I think it's time I take a step back and I start celebrating the sacrifice that some of these females do to be public servants in the industries like medical, policing, security. You know, I have to take a step back and I got to see the bigger picture. So the first woman I would like to celebrate, the first woman that I feel deserves the attention from this podcast is all the way in Grand Prairie. And the headline reads, Grand Prairie doctor suspended from practice by CPSA Tribunal for Sexual Abuse. Now, this is why I don't trust the media. This is why I don't trust the media. This is why you shouldn't trust the media. Let's get into the article. Adam Lachazzi, you know, he wrote this article with CTV News Edmonton digital producer. I think he's a bit of a cuck for doing this. You know, this woman should be celebrated. Instead, he demonizes her. This is a public servant. She's out there giving the graces of her skills that she spent many years inside of a university to learn and give back to the community. And those skills were giving hand jobs in library bathrooms. A Grand Prairie here's the article. Grand Prairie family doctor has been suspended from practice after a College of Physicians and Surgeons of Alberta hearing found she had a relationship with a paraplegic patient constituting sexual abuse. So she can't relieve someone that's paraplegic without it being sexual abuse. This is the world we live. See, women have it harder than men. This is why I'm a feminist today. On Friday, the college said that Dr. Brianne Hudson's permit to practice has been suspended as of January 9th, 2023. She was found guilty on two CPSA charges of having a sexual relationship with a patient between August 2019 and December 2019. And subsequently providing false information on her renewal form with the college. According to hearing documents, Hudson had a broad scope of practice, including maintaining her family clinic, part-time work at a local emergency room, and helping patients in long-term care. Wow. She does all that. She does all that. Jerks off one paraplegic. Did see, maybe we are an ableist society. Now I get where all this stems from. One lady jerks off one paraplegic, and then all of a sudden, you know, you build 1,000 bridges and suck one cock, and everybody thinks you're a cocksucker. Unreal. This is why I'm a feminist today. Keep that in mind. Just for today, or until Andrew Tate gets released from a Romanian prison, and I see him eating more Romanian pizza. And we all know what pizza means around here, don't we? Ah, the QAnon people getting all jacked. Was it cheese pizza? Kind of cheese, a sex trafficker eating cheese pizza? Sneaky, sneaky. Unnamed in the proceedings, Hudson met patient X during her residency in 2011, who had made a positive impression on her. This is a fucking, what is that, code for jizz? Got him. She then met him again in 2016 when the patient, who was paraplegic after a workplace accident, regularly visited the hospital due to an opioid addiction. Ooh. The plot thickens. Oh, okay. Classic drug. Have you ever had, you know, it's not an addiction until you've ate pussy for it. You know, if his hog doesn't work, she forced him to eat pussy to get some opioid. Oh my God, Grand Prairie, you fucking succulent town of success. 2 years later, Hudson took over the patient's care at the hospital and learned he was incarcerated, facing 2 to 5 years. Oh my. She said she became concerned about patient X's life if he was sentenced to incarceration, the tribunal documents read, adding she suggested they needed legal counsel, paid their cash bail, and acted as a liaison between them and their lawyer. In return, the patient provided her with a gift, the documents revealed, at which point she began to develop feelings. Hudson offered the patient a place to stay instead of the shelter. By August 2019, the relationship became sexual. At which point, she was attending professional boundary courses after supervisors and the college already noted concerns. Always putting your nose in somebody else's. So what? The lady wanted to suck a little hog, you know? She's giving opioids to the fucking paraplegic to get her pussy ate. I don't see an issue with this. You got to pay back that cash bail somehow. Everybody see now maybe a little bit of the feminism is leaving my body. Disgusting of me. Oh boy. Hudson then signed an agreement with the college in February 2020 that placed conditions on her practice until the hearing and complaint process was settled. Complaining. Imagine being an adult and complaining about where you, what you let in your pussy. About complaining about what another person lets in their pussy, right? You know what I mean? Imagine that. Have we got there? Is that where we are at as people? Like, we just sit around and we're like, bunch of miserable cocksuckers, you know? Oh, I can't believe Brianne's over here fucking a paraplegic and I can't even get my husband to look at it. Fucking complaining. This is why I'm a feminist now, because I believe in her right to have sex with the man that she wishes, right? This is why I'm fighting for the female body to be used in any way that they wish, right? I'm more feminist than the actual feminists, you know? The feminists are yelling at other fucking women, being like, you can't put your pussy pics online because men buy them. Men buy those pussy pics, you know? And here I am, the true rooted, like, second generation feminist, telling everybody that, yes, I feel that, you know, if you were a true feminist and you were fighting for the real cause that I believe in, you wouldn't charge for those pussy pics. You'd make sure that they were everywhere on the internet. You know, you wouldn't charge for it. No, that's That's capitalism. And you know what capitalism is deeply rooted in? White supremacy. And we don't want that, do we? We don't want that. Why would we want more white supremacy? So the only way we can combat something deeply rooted and ingrained in our society, like white supremacy, and it's a constant battle on becoming more familiar with those inside our households, right? And I truly believe is just free pussy pics on the internet. You know, I don't think that, but listen, pussy pics and a paywall in front of them, you know, that, like I said, that's that again is straying away from the true ideologies that we believe in as feminists, right? We don't want to be a part of a capitalistic fucking society that white men created. Do we want to be a part of that, ladies? Do we really want to be a part of that? No. That's why making sure that you put your pussy pics out there for free is the most feminist thing you could do. And that's a great way to take down the patriarchy, you know? How many years have men been sending free dick pics, you know, free unwanted dick pics? Now, maybe it's time the ladies start ambushing these assholes. You don't you think? Don't you think it's time that you start ambushing cell phones all across the lands with unsolicited pussy pics? Exactly. Like the Ukrainians are doing to the Russians, you know? And when all else fails, we'll just beg for more aid, you know, because we're women and we'll use, well, we, I guess, as a feminist, I am speaking on behalf, you know, and championing all these ideologies of the feminist manifesto. You know, I'm fighting hard as a feminist. That is no other reason why that unsolicited pussy pics should not be a thing of the future. This paywall stuff, capitalism. Am I right? Am I right, fellow comrades? Jesus. Anyways. Those included having a chaperone present for all patient visits, telephone calls, and having another physician present in any clinical practice. See, it's funny how, you know, she develops feelings for like one person, right? Develops feelings for one person. And it's like when, you know, when gay first kind of like came out and then like, you know, a few people came out and said that they were gay. And then everybody, like, you know, then all of a sudden a bunch of fucking straight dudes were like, I don't want to be around that gay guy. He might want to fuck me. And it's like, listen, your wife doesn't even want to fuck you. All right, calm down. You are not the fucking Brad Pitt you think you are. You need to buckle down, to have a long, hard look in the mirror, and a reality check is needed. Gay men fuck other gorgeous gay men. You know what I mean? Like, you know, your wife... You know when your wife is like sitting there and she's like, oh, look at this hunk. And you're like, fuck it. Now we've gotten so far down the path that we're like, that guy is gay. You know, our gaydar is on. We know now, like, that guy ain't interested in me. You know, that guy, two gorgeous, great looking fellas together, right? They ain't looking at old fat ass shoveling Doritos down his, I don't want to fuck it. That guy better not want to fuck. You better get him away. You might try and fuck me. The only thing you're fucking is retarded. You know, and then they get like, oh, we better make sure there's a chaperone present or else she's going to suck off everybody. Nah, she found one guy. One guy started slobbing his knob and then all of a sudden the well, we better make sure that she doesn't fucking get too horny in there. What if she wants to fuck somebody else? Let her do it. It's for science. Unreal. This is what I mean. The feminism in me. She wants to sit in there and give hand jobs in a waiting room. Why don't you let her relieve a little stress? Sometimes it is a stressful experience to go inside some of these clinics and receive horrible news. And I'll tell you what would really lighten the blow is a blown job. I am killing today. Holy Christ. All right. Fucking pipe it. Joke's over. After hearings were held in February and April last year, the college found Hudson's relationship with the patient amounted to sexual abuse under the Health Professions Act, and that her conduct was unprofessional and a gross failure of professional judgment. Well, I'm going to go with old paraplegic over there. I'm going to go with he's probably sitting there thinking to himself, this ain't so bad after. I don't mind this one bit. I don't think that this is all that bad. This ain't sexual abuse. In fact, I wish you would abuse me a little more. I'd come harder. Put a telephone wire around my neck and choke me. Tell me I've been a bad little legless man. Jesus Christ. Oh, he's fucking suit dummies. Oh, he's stepping on everybody's good time. You know what I mean? Fucking disgust me. Disgust me. So for that, you know, that's why we're here. The college says Hudson is now responsible for taking reasonable steps to connect patients in an active or an acute care with another healthcare provider. Oh, boy. Bad, bad, bad. She took advantage of an extremely vulnerable, disabled, opioid-dependent individual who was her patient. I'm gonna not be a feminist for a second. As a man, I would say that's just a lady taking care of me. But if you want to call it sexual abuse, then fucking by all means, call it what you want. As long as I'm catching a nut, you know what I'm saying? That is wonderful. Now we celebrate another fucking great female. Now this one went a little more viral. You've probably heard of this one. You've probably seen some shit about it. Okay, so officer fired in Tennessee police sex scandal, and she had wild affairs with six colleagues. So now Dr. Breanne. What is it with these bird mouth bitches that are always the freaks? What is with that? You know, you wouldn't look at her. Isn't that something? You know, when you're walking down the street and you see a 12 and you envision, like, you know, obviously, like the you get the dolled up ladies in porn, and then like those are like, that's like the 1%, and they just seem to found the one profession that's gonna, you know, take them away. But the actual like freaks. The sex fucking addicts are never what you expect out in the streets, right? Those ladies that are getting paid to fuck like that too. So this chick's just doing it out of her own sexual desires. And inside our head, we like to believe that porn stars actually exist in real life, but they do, but they just don't look like them, right? We have it inside our head that, you know, you look at the 12 that's working at Sephora, and you just went in there and you're like, I bet she fucks like a minx. But in reality, it's just like, you'd have a better time just, you know, fucking a towel, right? A towel has more reflexes than some of these ladies out there in the sheets. And I'm not taking a dig at anybody, because obviously today I am a feminist and I'm talking about from the viewpoint as a feminist. I think it's deeply ingrained in misogynistic views that men are out here viewing women like this. You know, they're bypassing women like this that look like this, that look like, you know, they spent a few years in a band camp, and we look past them and we don't allow them to be the sexual freaks that they want to be, right? We just, men wish that they just looked a little different, and I find that disgusting. I can't believe you guys out there are like that, you know? She fucked the whole police force. Unreal. Isn't that crazy? Listen to the article. We can do that.
Officer fired in a Tennessee police sex scandal, and she had wild affairs with six colleagues.
Huh.
Police okay. force numbers in one Tennessee city have shrunk recently after several of its members were either fired or suspended following an internal sex scandal.
Isn't that lovely?
In December 2022, a human resources investigation of the sketchy goings-on of the Laverne Police Department revealed one officer, May Jen Hall, had several intimate relations with her colleagues. This included, but was not limited to, some very passionate happenings even on the job.
Passionate happenings. See how the language changed between the two? The other one was sexual abuse because he was an opioid addict about to be incarcerated. And no, this one was just passionate happenings. You know, getting sucked off in a squad car while you're on shift is just a passionate happening. You know, even on the job, it's just a passionate happening. Fucked, got skull fucked in a squad car. Oh, no. It's a passionate happening. See, this is feminism. This is the feminism I'm talking about. CTV News. See, this is Narcity out of Texas, I believe. This is Narcity out of Texas on this article right here. The one that we just read is from CTV News. And that's what I mean when Canada is always 6 years behind everybody. Especially America. Canada is 6 years behind America. See, we are still stuck in those misogynistic ways of the early 2000s, right? The early 2010s. We haven't quite got into the 2020s quite yet. We don't quite understand how it operates up here. See, a female can do no wrong. And we as Canadians are so fucking far behind the eight ball that we're considering or even reporting. Let's go with that. We're reporting that a woman who took care of a man, sexual abuse, where right here, it was just a passionate happening. It's disgusting that Canada is still just so far behind everybody. Isn't that disgusting?
The report graphically describes these findings, like Hall sending nude photos to coworkers, having threesomes with married coworkers, and participating in a topless girls gone wild hot tub party with the team.
Whoa. Participating in a topless girls gone wild hot tub party with the team. Co-ed sports, are they all like that too? Like Hall sending nude photos to coworkers, having threesomes with married coworkers. They haven't quite reported this yet in it. She's married, keep in mind. She is married. Now, does that get reported in here?
Now, five officers have been fired and three were suspended for being involved, which Fox Nashville revealed dropped force numbers down by an entire 12%.
She fucked them out of a job, taking down the patriarchy. You know what? Sometimes you got to put your pussy first to take down the patriarchy, and this woman found that out right away. What a true warrior. What a true comrade for the movement. You know what? Now there's five men. Six men? Eight? How many did she fucking bay? Six? Six men are out of a job? Six men are out of a job because of one woman. And to that we say, pussy power, pussy, pussy power, pussy power, pussy, pussy power.
Hall was, of course, fired from her job as well. For the past 2 weeks,
talk about falling on your sword, right? Talk about diving on a grenade for feminism. God. What an angel. What a selfless human being to put her pussy first, all in the name of feminism. See, this is, like I said, you know, we've been flip-flopping back and forth. That's just because of my internalized misogyny from, the algorithms feeding me all that bullshit for so long, and that my balls have now shriveled up inside of my stomach, and I now look at this as a powerful leader right here, leading with her pussy, of course, but she's doing what most women are intimidated to do, to get out there and be the woman that they were meant to be, you know, to lead by example. In the example is the sample of this pussy.
The misconduct has taken social media by storm, earning all types of reactions. A lot of people are commenting on every post on the LVPD's Facebook to share their jokes about the scandal, even if the post has nothing to do with Hall or any of the officers involved. Some are even asking if the squad is currently hiring.
First order of business. Before I even crack a joke, I was just wondering if you're possibly looking for an extra officer. Seems you have 6 positions opening, and she's given more than 6, if you know what I mean. We'll hit her with an Eiffel Tower. A tower of power. You know, the police force lost 6 positions, but she's been known to cover all of them. Scotty's on fire! Holy shit.
TikToker Christian Torrey.
Get out of here with your laughter, you fucking swines.
Joked in his viral clip, with over 400,000 views, that the department definitely knew how to work as a team. Police departments in Tennessee definitely know how to work as a team. Man, police officer, medium skin tone, police car rolling on the floor laughing. Hashtag police, hashtag joke, hashtag fake gun, hashtag police training, hashtag FYB, hashtag God. Relatable, hashtag officer, hashtag.
This is why the robots can't take over. What the hell was that? Oh my sweet Jesus. This is the last. You know what? What's worse, my reading or this robot? You know, like sitting there, me fumbling over words, or this guy being like, hashtag fucking gunshot, hashtag BLM, hashtag fucking Blue Lives Matter, hashtag fucking back shots only. Back shots, you know what I mean? Most cops shoot a black man in the back, but when you're a female white officer, you just take back shots from blacks. I'm writing on the fly today, baby.
If I were her, I would just move to a new country at this point, one TikToker commented, referring to Hall. One tweet with 15.2 million views and over 6,000 retweets, however.
Dude, the internet can just ruin a life, hey? If I'm her, I'd take a career in porn. Why wouldn't you at this point? What else do you have left to lose? The whole world knows you're a whore. You might as well lean into it. You know, that's why I respect the trampede. You know what I mean? She got busted having a threesome. I don't know if you guys recall this, but a few years back, a woman, what was her name? Alexis Fruling. Alexis Fruling got busted having a threesome. She got Eiffel Towered in a back alley, right? And the post went viral. It took off on Reddit, and then it just like spiraled exactly like this right here. Now the whole internet knows she's a whore. So instead of like trying to defend herself, right, she just leaned into it. So I think that right here, this woman has an opportunity now to probably like make enough money. Can you imagine? Like, think about that. We are a twisted society. It's like when that bad baby decided to put out an OnlyFans. She made like $1 million in 24 hours. You don't think that as this story is pumping, if she decided to start an OnlyFans right now, she already lost her job. Who gives a shit? Not fucking police officer, my ass. If I'm her, I would get a fake cop uniform and reenact some of those. This is where I got to step in and be the feminist agent for these people. Yeah, I know earlier we were like, oh, fuck, put out the free pussy pics. No, that's just an ambush, you know, like those are landmines to just trap everybody. See, there's method to my madness. Unsolicited pussy pics. Oh, so that way the male brain's just constantly thinking about it. And then when something like this, a viral story pops up like this, I step in and be like, you know what we got to do, right? We got to just reenact all the things that you did as a police officer. There's no going back from here. Your husband's already been cocked by the whole fuck. You know, he already looks like an idiot staying with you. So, I mean, like, what do we do here? You know, you might as well get into porn. Clearly, he's okay with it. Clearly, we don't care because as feminists, we don't listen to a man. So, just hop underneath my wing and we're going to start an OnlyFans for you. I bet you, do you think she could break the record of bad baby? I bet you she could put up close enough numbers. We're almost done this article. But I guarantee you, that's the only road that you can take from here on out, no? What? You want to be, you imagine that? You want to be fucking bagging groceries or being a receptionist at a fucking hotel and then you're recognized from this and be like, hey, what do you say? We go to the broom club. No. Lean into it. Make your dough. Cash in. You're getting free press off all these retards. You might as well cash the fuck in. All you got to do is like fucking take one photo with your titties out of like one of them gay cop uniforms from like a sex shop. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, so we want to do a little role play tonight. So I dressed my wife up as a police officer and I'm going to beat her black and blue with this baton. Yeah. Well, right here, that's all you need. In fact, if you have an extra uniform of that goddamn police department, you might as well make a mockery of the whole thing. You've made a mockery of yourself. Lean into it. Go with it. It only makes sense at this point. You know what I mean? You don't even probably got to get piped out. I mean, it'd probably help. You'd probably make three times as much, but go with it. Christ, you were sucking off your fellow officers for free. What's wrong with you?
Said the cops were going to hell for their relations with Hall. Another Twitter user responded with a Thanos-style meme of Hall wearing an infinity gauntlet, with each stone being an officer she was found to be having an affair with.
Nice.
However, it seems that her husband Jedediah Hall, a park ranger and the son of a pastor, is standing by her.
What? Pardon me? Repeat yourself, robot.
Her. The pair, according to the Jedediah Hall, it seems... However, it seems that her husband Jedediah Hall, a park
Jebediah.
Ranger, son of a
a park ranger, a park ranger. Oh boy, talk about never mind. So stupid. You know, your wife is an actual cop, and you're a park ranger. You're telling people to pick up their garbage down at the local provincial park and be like, "Hey, excuse me." You got to do that. Hey, excuse me. Where she's like, freeze, show me your black dick.
Pastor is standing by her.
Oh, he stands beside her, all right. Eh? Fucking, he even stands beside her as she's getting piped down. What a little cock. Hey.
The pair, according to the Daily Mail, have been sweethearts since their college days before tying the knot in November 2018. I don't know how he's doing it. He's more of a man than I am, but he's...
More of a man? Aye, aye, aye.
Trying to salvage his marriage, Jedediah's boss, Coffee County Sheriff Chad Parton, told DailyMail.com. I don't want to discuss it, I'm just going to move on and live my life, she told the outlet when they tracked her down in the aftermath of the investigation. We're keeping an eye out on further developments in this case, but let us know your thoughts in the comments.
Yeah, that's enough. There you have it. Our feminists are rising above all these allegations. They're doing their best. They are, you know, they're true to their words. They're true to themselves. My God, I can't. What am I doing? But guess what? It is. time for everybody's favorite portion of the show. That's right. All I had to do was bitch a little bit. And guess what? People came through with some hate mail. Apparently, I didn't solve it all. Apparently, I'm a liar. Apparently, I'm full of shit. And I've been known to be that. And that's okay. That is A-OK. Hate mail. You want to send me your hate mail? Please, by all means, do. UncleHack@DangerCats.tv with the subject line, hate mail. I will read it word for word. That's right. Get it off your chest. I know some things out there are pissing you off. I know things are upsetting you. Everybody's got something to bitch about. You know what I mean? I imagine that maybe that doctor wants to write in and get some things off her chest other than the semen of a paraplegic, you know? But that's what this show is designed for. You know, we see that journalists and people from all around the world are constantly getting hate online. So direct it at me. Give it to me. And I'll read it here so I can hopefully make money off of it one day. But anyways, our first is kind of a question, which was I honor the system because they were the first ones to write in about me bitching about not getting any hate mail. So I will respect the fact that they wrote in. And it's a female writer. Oh, we don't normally get those around here now, do we? But here we go. Hey, Uncle Hack. After seeing you in Calgary and listening to episode 116 fan question, I'm curious, what advice would you offer women in the dating world? They say curiosity killed the cat. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's so silly. What a callback. Take care, Sadie. What advice would you offer women in the dating world? Well, first off, okay, now this is only applying to those women. Now, I understand that not everybody acts like these women that they interview on these street interviews, and the ones that go viral are the most delusional females that you could possibly come across. And most people are, like, you know, self-aware enough to know where they fall in line in the pecking order, right? Like myself, I know I'm not high up there. I know I'm not high up there. I'm not a sought after individual. Nobody looks at me and be like, I wonder what he fucks like. You know, I'm not gorgeous. I'm not ripped. I'm pale white, receding hairline. I get acne in my 30s. You know, I understand where I'm like mid pack at best. And that's like, as the chart goes, you know, a lot of people are sitting mid-pack. So I'm a mid-pack guy. And then you get a little further down, it's like a hump, you know. It's like flattening the curve. Remember when at the beginning of COVID, they were like, we got to flatten the curve. Yeah, well, the curve at the peak of it is where, like, mid-pack is. And there's a lot of people inside that mid-pack. And I am one of them. And I will happily admit that. So, you know, I would say for women in the dating world is, you've allowed too many corporations to come in and manipulate what you should see as beauty. You know what I mean? Like a lot of these, like, makeup companies, they got you convinced that you got to go get your lips plumped and then ass injections, fake tits, and then you got to go and put about $700 of fucking makeup on. When in reality, look at old quadriplegic. He would have fucking took down anything. Take a look at that officer, okay? Like, we spent a little time, and then we were like, whoa, we didn't expect her to be the whore, right? That's what I mean. We don't expect these things. You got to, like, separate yourselves from the pack a little bit, you know? Rather be, you know, a lot of us aren't just walking around and we're dudes are horny. Of course we want to fuck. Of course we want to fuck, you know? But it's all the excess horse shit that we got to deal with. The fucking, you know what I mean? Like that. And so if I had dating advice, I'd say just fucking relax, will ya? Relax, will ya? Oh, men ain't shit these days. Well, yeah, well, have you looked in the mirror? Have you considered what you act like? You know, all these unreasonable things and expectations that you put in. See, here's the problem. It's like expectation list of dudes. It's just like, is your pussy warm? Does it get wet? And can I play with it? Can I suck on your tit? You know, like these little things. Cooking and all that shit, I think that's out the window. You know, that Andrew Tate stuff, and people are like, hey, fucking, why aren't you in the kitchen, bitch? You know what I mean? You don't even have to be a good cook. Half of dudes aren't, you know, half of us dudes, and I'm talking about my buddies and who I know inside my circle, aren't good cooks. So if you're even just remotely, even just slightly fucking better at cooking than we are, we already are like, holy fuck, she's a great cook. It could be awful. It could suck ass. We would never say fucking jack shit. We would never say jack shit. But you got all these other expectations that, you know, that you have in your head that this is what friends want. They want me. And then once you realize that that isn't what they want, then you have this fucking stupid saying that, you know, well, we don't do it for you. We do it for us. No, you do it because it's like some sort of, it's like a corporation psyop that has you convinced that you need all these things to be attractive in the world. You know, it's funny. Everything that these cosmetic companies and these magazines, and now they're like being like, now they're convincing you that it's okay to be fat. You know, oh, if he doesn't like you because you're fat, then he's fat phobic. You know, they're convincing you. You're so easily manipulated by magazines. Magazines don't really work anymore in this, but back in the day, it used to be magazines. But now it's all these like fucking psyops that take place of like, it's okay to be fat. If you're fat, it's okay. It's okay. You guys exist on this zero accountability and then wonder why you're lonely. So I'd say fucking, you know, it's a little bit of like lower your expectations and get your shit together. Like that's where dudes' expectations are low and we kind of have our shit together. Kinda, you know, like we're working, you know, some of us aren't good at money management. We like to go drinking and having, we like to invest in good times where you guys like to invest in like your, I don't know, your fucking cosmetic collection. I don't fucking know what you guys get up to. You also, I don't know. No, that doesn't really apply here. I was going to go off on something like with like sex toys and, but I don't think it applies here that much. You know what I mean? Like you put, actually in a way, yes, it does. You put too much fucking, too much investment into vibrators, I've noticed lately. Well, as long as I have a full charge battery, I don't need no man. Okay, well, don't. Then if that's the case, if you get robbed, you're on your own. Why don't you go get a battery-operated cop to go fucking arrest you? Why don't you, you know, like this is my Andrew Tate stuff that's coming out. This is my internalized misogyny because you had to write into my fucking show. And I'm a man of my word. And I said, like, I go in order. We go up the list, right? So curiosity killed your, the curiosity that killed your cat, the having no curiosity isn't getting your cat killed, if you know what I mean, getting your cat pounded. That's going to be the new laugh when I make a dumb joke. So my advice to you, or I'm curious what advice you would offer women in the dating world. It's just like, yeah, but you guys come on and fucking, you also treat like Tinder different than dudes do, right? It's like a dopamine hit to get matches from hot guys. And then like, you know, the hot guy is just like wanting to fuck you. And then there's like, if you just like went down a tier instead of like basing everything off of looks and you just gave like, maybe the six or a seven a shot and went out and had a good time with them, you'd realize like, oh, okay. You know, like I was just talking to some guy on the weekend and he was going off about his old lady left him or some shit. But he was like upsetty spaghetti because he's like, oh, well, she was a 12, but... Going off, but she was a 12 and she cheated on me and she was a 12. It sounds like she's a fucking 2, you moron. It doesn't matter. Like, that's what I mean. We're so fascinated with like shiny objects that you don't see past the surface for like 2 seconds. Probably awful and bad, you know, zero personality, probably just boring as hell. So that's another thing. It's just like, this doesn't even apply to women. It's just like people have become boring, you know? People have become boring. Not a Danger Cat show. Those are like, those are interesting people, you know? I like that I attract like people that don't necessarily follow rules. I like rule breakers. I like people that step outside the box, say, fuck you. You know, I respect those types of people, but I'm talking in general and I'm putting a bit of a umbrella over most folks, but you just fall in line. Nobody has a, any sense of, nobody has a spine anymore to like voice their true opinions. They just sit, they just regurgitate what the television and the cell phone tells them. And then that's where we are today. Nobody's like unique enough as an individual. So that's be unique, go have fun and, enjoy yourself out there a little bit, relax. Now that, there you go. So now let's get into the actual hate mail. Okay. Hack, you fucking clown. Love it. Love the show, but need a vent a bit here. You were in Fort Mac a while back and put on a great show where we met again after many years. First was years ago when you were pawn scum slugging whiskey shorts in Oil City Roadhouse, then many times after in such fashion. Fuck, you were a douche. Nice. But still loved your content and brand. Still do, motherfucker. You've become one hell of a comedian lately, but in the last few pods, you seemed to not be getting any better with your computer prep and setup. Get your shit together. I didn't subscribe to the Alberta Rattlesnake for dead air and beep boop beep boop. Gotta set this up. Beep boop beep boop. Get prepared. Get your dick ready to fuck. We want hard pounding shit. We want hard pounding shit splitting laughs from the man himself. If you can't figure it out, maybe ask some granola eating, mask wearing beep booper how you can be as great as them dicks at podcasting. Anyways, enough of this email. Maybe more hate if you don't get your dick untucked, pussy. Get your ass back to Fort Mac. We need some goddamn crude humor. Thanks, Joe Mama. I believe that was Joe Mama. Well, that was very kind of you. You know, that's nice that you took time out of your day and you wrote this for me. And you dirty old dog, you. That's what I mean. You can talk all the shit you want on here. Never mind, that was not Joe Mama. I don't know who wrote that one. All right, let's moving on to the next piece of hate mail. Look at that. Look how kind I am. I'm even going over time. Usually these podcasts are only an hour, but because I took a week off, I decided to go a little extra long. Three pieces of hate mail for you, okay? Dear Uncle Hack, I've got a bone to pick with airlines and strip clubs. Beautiful. That's a love hate if I've ever read. Myself and a friend of mine were recently involved in... here we go. Let me just do this right here. Dear Uncle Hack, I've got a bone to pick with the airlines and strip clubs. Myself and a friend of mine were recently involved in the pre-Christmas fuckery with flights being canceled. Long story short, we ended up having to drive 5,600 kilometers each way to get home in time for Christmas and not have to spend it sitting in an airport with hundreds of miserable fucking people and their screaming children. Good on ya. We had a great time on the trip, but still wanted to give a big fuck you to Air Canada and WestJet, that one on behalf of the people. Oh, okay. So driving almost 12,000 kilometers was the way to do it. I believe so. Actually, road trips are a good time. I don't know who a friend of yours you said in the beginning. I don't see an issue with that. That sounds like a good time. Nothing like just fucking open roads, you know? A half a case, you know, maybe even a full case of Bud Light, a couple cigs, maybe you're chewing, maybe you're vaping. It don't matter. As long as there's some sort of substance in there. Shooting the shit, listening to the radio, have a nap, stop in some little buttfuck town, hit a diner. We all know that Sam Walker loves diners, right? Speaking of, we're going to start a new little thing on the channel with Sam Walker where he's doing diner reviews. He loves diners on the road, absolutely loves them. And we're going to review small town, you know, locally owned or locally operated at least, diners all across Canada. And yeah, it's going to be fun. But that is a nice big fuck you to Air Canada. Not letting them get in the way of you having a good time, right? You know, I'm all about that. It's always about the silver lining. Well done. Secondly, on our drive, we cannonballed at home. Then on the way back, we said, fuck it. Let's stop for dinner along the way. To my surprise, in two different major cities across Canada, there is no dine-in at any strip clubs. Maybe I'm delusional, but I swear I've seen at the Rippers multiple times in the past and had the surf and turf or something like that, because why wouldn't you? What happened to the days of being able to stare at a set of titties while you scarf down a meal after a hard day's work? Is this just another good thing that the younger generation has fucked over for people who like to get out and live a little? Happy New Year's, cats. Joe Mama. There's Joe Mama. My apologies for mistaking you for the person prior. You know, that is a good question. I don't know where it stopped and how it began, but one thing is for certain that they're harder to come by, especially here in Canada. I don't know where or when. I recall it was Diamonds here in Edmonton, and you used to be able to eat in the strip club. I believe it became a cost thing. I don't think many people were coming in to eat at the strip club. It was more so coming in for a good time, or maybe the mess just wasn't there. It just didn't seem feasible. But I do agree with you. What happened to the good old days when you go in for dinner and a show? Now it's just dinner. Now, you know what I mean? Like, you go into a fucking Earl's, or, you know, the one place that I love more than ever, Boston fucking Pizza, a bunch of reheated fucking deep fried chicken fingers, you know, drive me up the goddamn wall. Worst food on the goddamn planet, you know? What happened to, I agree with you. What happened? Why can't I, if I'm going to have horrible food, right? Let's just say this. Let's just say Boston Pizza decided to remodel and they start putting in the local ballerinas down there at the strip club, right? Let's just say that they did that. It would increase it would allow me to bypass the fact that their food fucking blows, right? I wouldn't be sitting there bitching about the food because I'm getting dinner and a show. You know, it's like when you go to Vegas and you get that medieval times, right? You're not there for the food. It's dinner, it's show, it's experience. You go down, you got dancers, you got everything. Maybe, you know, let's bring it back and you can't eat there all night, right? Like maybe until about 10 o'clock. We'll have a little smorgasbord, right? We'll go down there and have a little smorgasbord down at the Peelers. I don't see an issue with that one bit. In fact, you know what? It's like that movie. What's the one with Adam Sandler? And then he got, That's My Boy. You remember when they're fucking having a little, I believe it's a little steak and eggs in the morning? Or maybe it is even at, anyways, they go in for, you know, this place is known for the best steak and eggs. Why wouldn't that, you know? Why wouldn't you? Even if it's just breakfast. Breakfast is a great, great meal, right? And you went in, and it's a Peeler joint. It's a Peeler joint. You know, we got fucking, why the fuck? We can sit here and have a goddamn drag brunch, right? That seemed to be feasible. Why the fuck aren't we allowing the ladies, the dancers of the evening, to fucking serve a little food, even if it's a little chicken wings, you know, even if it's pizza, it doesn't matter. Because I agree with you. What happened? Who fucked this up? Somebody's responsible for this. And I agree with you. For the people who like to get out and live a little. Amen. What happened to the people? this younger generation is fucked over for people who like to live a little. That's the thing. It's like the younger generation, it seems like, I get it. Inflation and all that's hitting us. And we're not exactly in a time where the dollar bill is thriving. And, you know, you can't stretch a fucking dollar anymore. You go to the grocery store and they bend over and just fuck you dry. Not even with their cock. It's with an unpeeled carrot. We just want to get out and live, you know? We need like a fucking... A nice little, what were they, the booming 40s or whatever the fuck, the booming 50s? Who gives a shit when it is? The roaring 30s, roaring 40s, whatever the fuck they called it. We need that again. You know, they'd have little burlesque shows. Everybody would go out, drinks. You're in a booth. You're enjoying yourself. That's what I like. I like getting out. I like hanging with people. And this right here, I agree. So stare at a set of titties while you scarf down a meal after a hard day's work. You know, some people just don't understand the strip club. Why would you want to go to the strip club with your friend? Why not? Do you go to a movie with your friends? Do you go to any sort of entertainment with your friends? Do you enjoy yourself at these places? Of course you do. Of course you enjoy yourself. Living, loving, laughing. Feminism will rise again and we will be able to eat steak and eggs in a strip club once again. And I thank you for tuning in. I'm glad to be back. Hopefully see some of you at some live shows here in the near future. Like I said, dangercatshop.com for all your tickets. Early episode available every week, patreon.com/dangercat69. You get this episode that you're listening to right now, 48 hours earlier than everybody else, Tuesday at 3 p.m. It will be released. Plus, you have an extra episode waiting for you on the Patreon right now, as it is fucking right there. Whatever. Who gives a shit? Patreon.com/DangerCat69. If you would love to support the show, you know, it'd be greatly appreciated. If not, I can kindly go fuck myself, and I'm A-OK with that. Anyways, enjoy yourself out there.